All right, do you feel like you could have just, that last song, just like stood up there for a long time and just singing that song? Y'all sounded great. God was pleased, and he is pleased with our worship. Well done. So as I said, today is Missions Sunday. Missions has been a part of the DNA of our church from the very start. We have sought to be the kind of church who reaches out locally, nationally, and internationally, because that's the call of followers of Jesus. Because we are told, we are commanded by God to go into all the world. That means right where we are, as well as across the face of the planet, to share the good news of the gospel. And as you can see, we have folks from our church, young and not so young, who have been on mission trips this last year. And we're going to take a few minutes to hear testimonies of what they experienced and what that was like for them, because we went with them. We went with them as we prayed for them. We went with them as we supported them with financial resources and with items for donation. And so while many of us couldn't have actually gone to some of those places, we went with them because we are a church family. So we need to hear about some of the things that God is doing through our church in these amazing places around the world. And so this morning, we're going to hear from four of our faith pointers. And the first one that we're going to hear from this morning is Rachel Ormsby. And so, Rachel, why don't you come on down? And then our speakers are going to tell you who the next one is for each one.
I hope I remember that. I hope. Is this on? Hello. Good morning. I talked to you about a year ago that we were going to go to Ecuador and we were going to create a whole new program called Unschooling, which was basically we were going to teach these kids how much fun it is to learn, but not actually be in school. We came together with a very eclectic itinerary. Can you go to the next one, please? Of where we had them learn some basic Taekwondo moves. We also assembled, taught them how to build, decorate, build, and play ukuleles. And because it goes so well with those, we also taught them how to build rockets and launch them and all of the dynamics that go with the rockets. So where do we come up with these things? Well, yeah, those are my three favorite things. So we went to Ecuador. We're trying to get this program, if God has his will, across the entire country. And this was our very first step. And so we got a team of seven people from three states and three different churches to get together to go to Ecuador. Seven doesn't seem like a lot, but conveniently we had some awesome kids come. So we supported missionary kids. The children of the missionaries in country came to us at the camp. And we had every one of their parents came up to us saying, so what are you in the country for? Well, we're here to teach your kids. No, what is your mission? And then you're teaching our kids. No, we are just here for your kids. And it totally blew them all away. So they went away for a week. Some of them had never even been to this camp before, knew nothing about Kim and Guido. And now they're big supporters of the camp. We had a fabulous time. Everything worked out swimmingly, as it always does. So this is my favorite place. There's a little teeny tiny chapel in the camp, which I found because no one could find me, because I taught two of these three curriculums, and so there was a lot of questions for me. So this is a nice little place that they had in the little chapel. Next one, please. Little chapel. So every day this place is this beautiful. Every day. It's about 15 acres. The camp is 15 acres. It's all fenced in. It's about as safe as any place in Ecuador can be. It is always this stunningly beautiful. It is always between 60 and 80. Sometimes the mountains are covered in clouds. Sometimes they're not. Always, always beautiful. Next one, please. So here we are, the seven of us. So Kate and I went from this church. You can recognize us. Topher is the big tall one taking the picture in the front. He was 2 weeks before we left, the national champion in his class in Taekwondo sparring. So he actually taught the Taekwondo, so that was cool. His mom is the back right. And then the other three ladies came from a church in Florida. Shannon is the one right in the middle. She was my original leader of the original mission trip that I went on. So she kind of taught me everything. She's the one who actually led this trip, even though I was the bossy one. And then these other two ladies went through something called Beauty for Ashes, which is a program where you take very troubled women in any sense of abuse or drug or alcohol neglect, and they go through this program. So these two ladies came and actually did the devotion part for those kids throughout the entire thing. Absolutely fabulous group of people. Adore them all. It was great. Next one. So this is how we treat our missionaries when we go to visit them. We stayed in this is a hotel in the background, and we needed something on the top, so we stuck Kim, the missionary we went to visit, is on top, and all of us other people are really helping her, standing around. This is like one of my greatest photos. So, and Kim just cracked up when I showed this to her. So everybody is just watching Kim do work here. So, but this gives you an idea. Guayaquil is the city we fly into. This is one of the towns in Guayaquil. But again, great group of people. We had an absolute blast with each other. Next one, please. So we happened to sightsee this time first. Usually we go, we do our stuff, and then we sightsee. But the timing just worked out. We did it first. So this is the cathedral in downtown Guayaquil. Just very beautiful. I figured I would share. It's a Catholic-based society, even though they're not religious, if that makes sense. So there's this beautiful cathedral that we visit every time. Next one, please. So Kim and Guido have planted a church in this, I don't want to call it a city, it's not really a town, village, area, location of Payatanga, Ecuador, a tiny little place. So they have rented this little storefront. This is their church that they have planted there. They started with a Bible study in their kitchen on camp, and I think they have 50, 60-ish people, do you know? Something like that. Something around 50 or 60 people. So they pack this place every single Sunday. And then they have constant outreach. They're based on the Vineyard kind of, you know, Vineyard being the States kind of group. So they pick one Sunday a month where they just go into town and help everybody who needs anything. The church just goes out. Excellent group. Everybody is fabulous. We're getting to know several of these people because we've been back several times. But this is their church. It may have also been a grocery store before. Next one. So this is camp. Every morning you get up and you see this. This is actually a panoramic, so it kind of is a little distorted. But that big mountain in the background, some days you see it, some days you don't, because of clouds, but it is always there. You can see the clouds coming over the corner on the back. That white is clouds coming up. You're in the foothills of the Andes Mountains, and you're going basically to Boy Scout camp. That's kind of where you are. I'm at the beginning of one of the dorms you stay in. The big building in the back is where we do all our stuff, and then there's a gymnasium. In all of our travels, we have painted every single one of these buildings at least once, sometimes twice. So that is always an opportunity to go paint them. They need them every few years, but it's stunning every single time. Next. So they have horses. So a lot of the kids came into town, and their kids taught the other ones. Another beautiful photo. See? No mountain. Same view. No mountain. Next one. So this is the room we do all our stuff in. You can see Kate. We're kind of prepping up for this. So we did all our curriculum in this, except for the Taekwondo. So we sat them down in these front chairs. We had slides. This camp is notorious for not having Wi-Fi or internet access ever. So when we set our stuff and hooked it up, we had Wi-Fi the entire time and downloaded and streamed NASA videos from live from the space station the entire time. When we were not streaming from the space station, Kate was playing ukulele music from Hawaii, because we were doing ukuleles in space. And it worked perfectly. They would be building rockets, listening to Hawaiian ukulele music. It was just fantastic. Somebody would have a question, and we immediately could get the answer in a video. It was absolutely amazing. Next one. So this is where we went for Taekwondo. Those three murals in the background, a team went recently. I was on a team that took and painted those three murals, so it's kind of neat to go back and keep seeing everything. But here's the gym. Topher's there teaching some basic Taekwondo moves. You can see the kids playing it throughout the week. They caught onto it very quickly. The Oriana daughter, who actually has a really good front stance in here, she just tested and got her red belt in Taekwondo. So the family is actually, it fits really well in that society as well. Next one. So there was singing, there was listening, there was lessons. Again, these kids were attentive. These are the children of the missionaries that you see here. Could not have asked for a better group of people. They absolutely was completely engrossed what we did. The point was to get them interested and then leave them alone and let them go their thing. Since they're missionary kids and never want to do anything wrong, I did have to come up and say, if you're about to ask me a question that is answered on the slide currently on the board, I don't want to hear it, which was every single time. So I walked them up, showed them the slide, but great, 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 great kids. Next one. So this is the other view of the same room. Here they're building their rockets. Everything was just perfect. Next one. This is where you're going to try to play the video. It won't play. So this is a video you can't see. In super slow-mo, you can see in the background there's a little water rocket. It actually shows how the rocket goes up. Kate built a sample one to show them how. Again, mountain missing because the mountain's in the background. So here we are. So I told you at the beginning when we were starting this that the plan was to expand this to the country. So it just so happens it went so well that it is now expanding into two different kinds of curriculum. One is they're going to continue the unschooling camp with these kids, the missionary kids. Every single year they're going to do some kind of unschooling camp for the missionary kids. This year it's going to be a Renaissance fair, and I'm going to show you slides on that later. But the next one is we are actually proceeding, and for the first time ever, I get to fix a program we did and re-give it. So next slide. So the next slide is, I'm going to make sure I did the right one. So we're going to redo this. In July, next summer, around the 10th or the 20th of July, we kind of have to work out the details. We're going to fine-tune this curriculum. We're going to bring in one of the Christian schools from Guayaquil, so the English problem is not a problem. To get to the country, they have to find me in Spanish, so we're kind of always on the pursuit of that. But it went so well that she thinks we're ready to go to the next step. So, yay us. You guys were all there because you guys supplied all the ukuleles. This church is the one who supplied all 40-something ukuleles. Absolutely fantastic. The kids never knew which one they wanted to do more. Do I want to do ukuleles or do I want to do rockets? It was a constant, we were working ukuleles. Can we keep doing it? No, they must dry. Oh, then we go to rockets. Can we keep doing rockets? No, the ukuleles are now dried. So perfect group. They loved it. The ukuleles were fantastic. They cannot play them. It was horrible to Kate, who has perfect tone. She was constantly, after you put them together, she was constantly going around, just let me tune that. So next time we'll have them all play Amazing Grace, which is a really easy song. So there's a couple fine-tuned things we're going to do. There are no restrictions on this team. Anybody can go. If you want to bring a kid, we'd like them to be teenagers or better. We had some kids younger than that at the camp. Didn't quite cut it. They just weren't ready, right? So anybody can go. Men, women, kids. I will be leading this team, so I'm easy to find. We will again have probably three different churches with three different states. Every group will probably come. No limits to the number of people. It will be harder this time because it's not the missionary kids. They're like normal kids. So we'll need more people, more hands. But please let me know. Everybody's welcome next summer. So the other thing that came up now, this is a personal email to me from the person running the Renaissance camp, so I thought you guys would laugh at it as much as I did, so I put it all up there. So for the missionary kids, they are going to run a Renaissance camp. It's going to be March 14th to March 21st. It will be run through the Todd and Barbara Charles, who live at camp now. I'll get you, if you want to go, I'll let you know. This is kind of all the things that they're going to do. Again, these kids were great. But apparently there's going to be jousting, and you guys are sleeping out by a fire. So, but that is an opportunity. If you want to do that, let me know, because I'll get you in touch with the people that are going to give you that information. And there was one more thing. Next, do I have another slide? Nope. So that's all I got. So, introduce Eli. Eli. Apparently Eli is next. Oh, there he comes. So thanks for listening. Again, lots of good things going Pi Tango. Please join us.
Thank you, Rachel. Good morning. And I'd just like to say thank you for allowing me to go on my mission trip that I went on last spring break with Northside Church. I went to Guatemala, and you all helped me through donations with missions. So I'd just like to say thank you for allowing me to do that. And today I want to talk to you about an event that happened while we were there this past spring. We build houses every year, and then once we build the house, we get to dedicate the house. And so when we built our house for our family was very generous this year, and they were already believers, which sometimes isn't the case with some of the families. But this year, after we built our house, we got to dedicate it with the family, and the family kind of surprised us with the pastor coming. And then the pastor brought his entire church, and we ended up having a church service at the dedication. And so all of a sudden, we were finishing up on the last day. We were sweeping out the floor and just making sure everything was clean and as nice as we wanted it. And then all of a sudden, a truck showed up with about 20 tables and 50 chairs. And then all of a sudden, people just started turning the corner and were just showing up, and all the children started showing up. And it was so nice to see all the different people that were part of the church already, and they were so happy for the family that was getting the house, and it wasn't even their house. And it was so nice because then we had a church service and they were singing songs and the pastor did his service there at the house. And we had a girl on our team who knew a little bit of Spanish and she was translating as the pastor went on. And it was so nice to just be immersed in that experience. And I didn't really know what was going on most of the time since I know no Spanish. And so I was sitting there and we would stand up to do songs. And then the pastor had his guitar and he seemed pretty well. I don't know how to play guitar, so. And then the pastor and his wife would sing and play and everybody was clapping along with the song since that's all we knew what to do. And everybody was having such a great time and all of the women of the church all of a sudden came out of the house that was next to us and they had these huge platters of just soup and food. And normally the weekly paycheck is very low in Guatemala, and the amount they spent on our food that we figured out was about 3 months of expenses that they spent just on our build team. And it was jaw-dropping just seeing them turn the corner and the entire church had brought all this food. And throughout the week they had been so generous. They brought us pizza, which we didn't know that there was a local pizzeria right next door. And so it was amazing for them to just not only the family's gratitude, but just the community's and church's gratitude towards us. Because whenever we went the previous year, our family wasn't believers. And whenever we dedicate, we also give the family a Bible. And it didn't work out too well. And the family they didn't let us give them the Bible. And so we ended up finding out that they decided to not become believers through building the house. And so it was kind of a disappointment that year. But then coming back this past year, and seeing just this great community come together and then just thank us so much and give us all this food and spend so much money that they didn't have to, and then just pour the love into us. And it was amazing to see. And so I recommend that if you have the chance that you should go and do a mission trip, because 2 years ago our slogan was, what happens in Guatemala does not stay in Guatemala. And so whenever you do a mission trip, you may think you return home and you'll never think about it or it'll never affect you, but it really does. And you'll never forget the experiences that you have on these trips, especially to places that aren't as nice as they are here. And so it's really nice to just have that second outlook on life and realize what you're so blessed and thankful to have. And it's so nice to feel and just feel that you've been a part of somewhere else and that you're able to help people that really need it. So, thank you. And I'd like to welcome up Ray, and he's going to speak next.
Good morning. Ray Yeager from the Belize mission team. Mine's going to be a little different from the point it's my first mission trip. I didn't know anyone more than 6 months in the group or church, but we had a wonderful time together. We bonded. We had such a good time. A little bit of sickness in the group, but that was all right. Jocelyn was the youngest. She's not in our church, but she was 15. Her mother Beth was with us. Amy, Mike, Chelsea, Courtney, Tristan, and me. Three were there in their early 20s. Mike and Amy, Beth in the middle. And me at the end. So then Pelican Missions in Orange Walk Church gave us a blessed week. Burton Brooks was our main leader and driver, and Abdias, which I think was here before, he was our translator, and he was a lot of fun also. Burton put on some great singing for us too. He's quite a singer. He had a group. He might do some more singing in the future. And our trip started on June 8th at 3 a.m. in the morning. It was a good time to wake up and get started, and ended on June 16th about 12:30 a.m. So it was a long day getting back. We arrived in Belize in the afternoon. Bert arrived with a van, which was nice because I guess they've had a lot of buses in the past, which was no air conditioning. So we had a small lunch and off to Orange Walk Church, which was about an hour and a half drive. We arrived there. Pastor Lena was there and church ladies cooking for us, great cooks. We set up our bedrooms Ladies in the rec center in the back, and the men were in the front on air mattresses. And so as we, like I say, we got to know each other better. We shared one bathroom one at a time, and we shared one shower one at a time. So it all worked well with our stay. Sunday morning service was around 2.5 hours long. Everyone in church shared a verse. It went around the church, and everyone had to share a verse and say something. And then in the afternoon, we went around asking children to come to VBS. And then the night service, church night service, started out with song leaders saying good night to everyone, and everyone said good night back. And I thought, I was a little confused with that. And then later, Pastor Lino gets up and says good night. Everybody says good night. So I thought, we're all going to get up and leave. Well, that's the way they say good evening. They say good night instead of good evening. But anyway, I was confused at first, but I'm fine now. So all team members got up and gave testimony Sunday night. Later that night, we had a team meeting with Bert, and he said, our work project starts at 11 a.m., and it was already 11 p.m. or so, and we got our notice. So it started at 6 a.m. because of the heat index and everything gets very hot, and we poured concrete footers. Mike and me did 10, 12 more wheelbarrow loads of, Chelsea's trying to. We did well. Tristan was there. He lives in Florida, but he did wheelbarrows, sand buckets, along with Chelsea, Courtney, and Jocelyn. And we finished with less than 2 hours of work. We cleaned up and ate, went shopping for food to pass out to families, packed some boxes, and then time to start VBS from 4 to 6 p.m. Here's Pastor Lino. He's a rock. He's strong, and he was a hard worker. And so the evening service, some visits and deliveries I think we made. Then Tuesday we went to the Maya Temple ruins for a trip. That was an hour and a half away and an hour and a half back. We did some visits later on, and the people are so humble and poor, but rich in spirit and proud and thankful. Tuesday afternoon, 4 to 6, again, we did VBS evening visits. 6 a.m. came around Wednesday morning, worked on concrete pillars. So we had to wheel out buckets of concrete in wheelbarrows, and then they had to be lifted up into mahogany wood forms. Yeah, mahogany is a very good wood, but they made forms out of them. So anyway, that was the interesting thing too. So then we did more visits on Wednesday, invited people to come to church Wednesday night. Our evening service was a special service to me. Bert sang. He's a terrific singer, like I say. And Pastor had a special message that spoke to me because 2 Chronicles 7:14 was a verse that I've had cherished for over 10 years. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And then he had us all get up and get in circles and pray. It was a special time there. And Thursday we got up and said our goodbyes, and we headed off to the island and to go snorkeling and to relax. We had a nice meal in room that was supplied by Pelican Missions. And I just wanted to say I feel Pelican Missions would be a great place for anyone that wanted to be blessed with others on a mission trip. Pastor Lino, God bless. Thank you. Introducing Amy.
I'm Amy, and I'm the mission leader here at Faith Point. And first and foremost, thank you so much for everything you've done to make all this work possible. I've got a verse up here, and it's pretty neat because George and I have been kind of talking about this day, and turns out he put this verse in the bulletin, and here it is, I have it for you. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. And that's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. So what we're finding is that all this work that we're doing, it all works together. God connects all the dots for us. Here at Faith Point, we started with some humble beginnings. These pictures go way back. We started out, we didn't have funding for mission work. So we decided, well, let's have a yard sale. There's my husband and my son out there at the street getting the traffic directed inside. So we thought, well, we'll start with raising some money. So we thought, we really need some tables to get this work started, because our fundraisers, we need tables. So those tables that you're sitting at, those are the tables we bought. So we just keep going. We're working, we collected peanut butter and jelly. We started working at Wayside Mission. Look at that picture of that little bitty mason worm. He's make one more disciple this year because we had a child accept Christ in Belize at VBS. You know, I didn't know how to, I don't know how to bring someone to Christ. But God brought us someone who could do it. This beautiful woman named Beth that Jenny had introduced us to. She had a gentle voice and she spoke to a child. That makes it worth it. The more we serve, the more he just keeps getting it bigger and bigger. The next slide shows me with this lady. Her name is Esther. I have learned so much from this lady. We met her the first time we went to Belize. We visited her, and she's moved every time we've been there. So we've been there four times. Every time Esther's in a different spot. And this time, we were getting the food ready, and I said, well, here's Esther. And they said, I'm sorry, we don't know where she is. And I said, okay, let's just put her stuff in the van, and we'll be delivering to everyone else. And we're over on the other side of town, and there she is. She's just walking up the street. I was like, stop the van. There she is. There's Esther. Well, she didn't know the driver. So she's kind of scared. And then we opened up the door. And it was like, oh, there they are. And they remember me. And for her, it's not about the food. It's about the human connection. It's about seeing those people and realizing that they really care about you. They really do. And there she was, and somehow or another, she finds her way to the church, and she found her way to VBS, and she's Spanish, and I can't really talk to her. And one of the first times I met her, she wanted a picture of me. I'm like, what do you want a picture of me for? Okay. So I took a picture, and the next time, I brought it back with me. Well, she's still carrying around the picture of me. I'm like, really? She took us up the street to her house. She still got the bunk beds we gave her 4 years ago. Everywhere she moves, she takes them with her. She's really teaching me about God showing up. He put her on that street. I know he did. He was there. We didn't know. She didn't know we were coming. We didn't know we would be there. He did. He did. That picture on the screen, too, it's another connection, you know. When you take your child into the mission field, you'll see them connect. There she is, this little girl. They're just having some quiet time together. It's really special. This connection that you can make with people, it's precious. These people, they're changing our hearts. We're learning from these ladies. They're making our food in the kitchen, and they're teaching us things. One of the ladies in Belize, I always hesitate, you know, am I doing the right action? Should I be giving cash to this person or that person? What am I supposed to do? Is it the right thing? Am I being a good steward? And she said, Amy, if you're doing the right thing, God, he will give you a piece about it. And he does. The next slide is some of our work projects that we've been doing over the years. We're really starting to see an impact in this church. We started out painting the exterior. There we are building bunk beds. We're installing, helping to install the ceiling in their fellowship hall, those windows in the background with the louvers. We bought some of those. We're building this exterior wall to keep the kids in. And that last slide that Ray had, that's Pastor. And I don't know if you guys noticed, this wall was really pretty. You know, I mean, I think people are going to walk by this wall and they're going to say, what's going on over there at Orange Walk Church? It must be exciting. We are making a difference. I see it. Okay, so let's bring up the next slide. But what I want you to do is, if you have ever been on a mission trip, please stand up. I got a lot. Come on, I know I got a lot. There's a lot of you. Okay. Thank you, each one of you, for doing that. Stay standing. I'm trying to make a point here. And it doesn't matter whether you went with a Faith Point team. Just that you went. Now, everybody that's worked on local missions, stand up. If you helped at Wayside Christian Mission, if you helped at the nursing home, if you helped with the yard sale. Almost everybody's standing up. You make a difference. You really do. Thank you so much. So this slide up here, this church has sent 32 souls to Belize. And all those souls, they're out there in the world and they're busy and they're getting it done. Because when God sends you on a mission trip, he will change you, and he's doing it. The next slide is about a sister church that we have now. Well, there's Orange Walk Baptist, and we know we have that. And we know we have a sister church in Piatunga as well, but we also have Forward Church now. So we got connected with Forward Church through what our ladies at Faith Point are doing here in Gift of Christmas. So we come in November of every year, and we do Gift of Christmas. And this year at Gift of Christmas, I met two lovely ladies, Beth Grider and her daughter Jocelyn, and they went on this trip. And they made fantastic contributions to the trip. And now, just a week ago, at their church in New Albany, they are working to invite people to come on our trip in 2021, and we're going to have a bigger group, and they're going to get going with us. God's putting this together. He really is. The next slide is about opportunities that we got going. So we're still working. We're still busy. See that refrigerator up there? It looks pretty broken to me. It looks like that door is about to fall off there. And that's in our church in Belize. And this refrigerator didn't work too good because it had one of those big water bottles holding the door shut. It's just not cutting the mustard. So when we left, we said, how much would it cost for a new refrigerator? So we are working on getting this refrigerator replaced. And when we get them a new refrigerator, it's not going to be a used, broken thing. It's going to be a new refrigerator, and that hopefully is going to last them like 20 years. We're making a difference. There's some more slides up there from Wayside Mission. We were just over there last night, busy working, serving nachos. We're also learning more about what's happening at Wayside Mission. Turns out that in December of this year, they have expanded their facility and they have a low barrier shelter there. So what that means is that if someone can't be in the program's too full, something's happened, they've made a mistake, whatever the case is, There's a low barrier shelter there that they can go to, and they have place for their pets. So that kitty cat up there, somebody was able to bring their kitty cat with them. This means a lot to people. This is a comfort to them. And we are providing this in our community for them. And so it's exciting. I encourage each one of you to keep going, keep doing what you're doing. Pay attention to what God's putting in front of you. Take what you guys learned at church camp and take it to the next level. Go on a mission trip. We brought a lot of things here for you to look at. And I have to tell you, the people at Orange Walk Church, they can't stand it to not, they can't let us leave without giving us a present. So they gave us this flag, and they gave us this medallion here, and they gave us this map of Belize. I say, oh, y'all don't have to do that. It's like Eli said, they want to. They want to show their gratitude. If any one of you want to talk to me about your ideas for local missions or mission trips, I would love to hear it. I want you guys to answer God's call and get out there and serve.
So Jesus says to his disciples, his followers, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? One of the most tangible ways that we say who Jesus is to us is how we serve him. And as Amy and our team have so wonderfully shared this morning, missions are really at the heart of what we do. And so we want to encourage you, as you see opportunities to be in mission, whether they are announcements in the bulletin, check them out. See if it's something that you might be interested in. Or if you have an idea, you know, when you join our church, one of the things that we talk about is that we are a church of shared ministry. That means we recognize that we can't do it all. The reason that we go to Palatanga is because Rachel Ormsby said, hey, I've got this idea. I used to do this at my other church, and then we moved here. Excuse me, could we do it here? And I said, absolutely. And then what did I say? I'd love for you to spearhead that. And so, yes, because it's opportunities for you to be in ministry and to be in mission. Amy would love to hear from you. So if you have an idea for a mission, whatever you think it might be, she would love to talk with you. Because together, when Jesus asks us, who do we say he is? We should demonstrate that. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for the people that you have called who have said yes to you, to serve you in a tangible way, who prayed, who donated, who went, who served. Lord, we thank you that this enterprise called ministry is something that we get to do together, that we recognize, Lord, that it's not just what happens there, but in mission and in ministry, it's also what happens beyond those places. As you continue to move in our hearts and in our lives, Lord, I pray that you would speak to us, to each one of us, that collectively we might do more for you, that we might serve you more faithfully, that we might follow you wherever you lead, that we together would corporately and individually respond to your great co-mission, that we would go into the world and make disciples, make followers of you, to the end that your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. So lead us and guide us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.